This is Morning Edition. I'm Eric Hodge. Mark Eitel rode his first wave of fame with the critically acclaimed band American Music Club. But over the years, Mark has also been releasing a series of solo albums, including several ventures into electronic music. His most recent release is 2012's beautiful Don't Be a Stranger. Mark is coming to town to play Duke's Baldwin Auditorium Wednesday with Stephen Merritt of Magnetic Fields fame. It's part of the Durham-based Merge Records 25th anniversary celebration. Mark Eitel joins me now. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning.
You have a reputation for songs that linger on the melancholy side of things, although not without a sense of humor. There's a song on Don't Be a Stranger called Oh Mercy that kind of draws the picture of the party guest not everyone would be happy to see, despite a promise to hit the kitchen like dynamite. Can you tell me a little bit about that one? And the sleigh bells are a great touch.
Oh, the sleigh bells, I only put those in to hide the fact that the click track was really loud in the vocal. I didn't want to re-record it. So that's kind of a true story. You know, I was riding my bike around San Francisco, and I was going to a party, and the bike ride was much more beautiful than the party was, and I just ended up writing a song about the ultimate bad guest at a party.
Please, please invite me to your party, 'cause I was alone so much when I was young. I'm a good guest, I could say almost nothing, and I could almost like almost anyone. And I haven't talked to anyone in days, but look, I brought all this imported beer, and it's far too easy to be alone. It's far too easy to
I like the line about you've got all the topics for your guests, including fascism and rising crime.
Well, yeah, it's true. I mean, I've changed that. I've made that more my song by writing, talk about fascism and cheap wine. But
and I got party talk for all your party guests. My topics include fascism and rising crime. And when I outline the coming doom, the USA, well, that ensure everyone's good time.
The star in the song, I Love You But You're Dead, writes that phrase on a poster she's signing for a fan. That didn't happen, did it?
It's a true story. When I was younger, my band used to live on the other side of the parking lot from this punk rock club called Mr. Brown's in Columbus, Ohio. And one night, Destroy All Monsters played there. And we were completely starstruck because, you know, it was a super group formed from the Stooges and MC5. And the singer was Niagara Falls. And she didn't actually write on my poster, I Love You But You're Dead, but the little poster I ripped out of the New York Rocker had I Love You But You're Dead on it. So, and she really, she talked to me and I couldn't hear her. The music was too loud. I mean, I gotta say, I do love her, and I do love that band.
The music, it was blasting, and I couldn't hear what she said. Oh, but when she signed my poster, she wrote, I love you. She wrote, I love you.
You're doing a short run up the East Coast after the Durham show. Who's in the band with you this time around?
Right. This time I'm playing with a piano player that I have in San Francisco, Patrick Main. And I'm also bringing a man named Bruce Kappen, who used to play pedal steel in American Music Club.
Did you enjoy being on the road after all these years?
It's a challenge. At this point in my life, I feel really lucky if I get a show at all. So, you know, honestly, I'm happy to do it, you know, and you just try to set it up as well as you can, you know.
One other song I'd like to talk about, and that's Why Are You With Me, where the background singers sound kind of perky, but it's contrasted with this character study of someone who's a little lacking in self-esteem.
Yeah, well, that's kind of a true story. That's about me and my partner. You know, we always used to say to each other, why are you with me exactly? You know, so it just that became a song. It's kind of a thank you for for liking it.
I love
it's just, I thought it was just kind of a funny song to write.
It is. I mean, I'm the bad wine the good guest brings. That's a good line.
I'm the sad clown that sings. I'm the bad wine the good guest brings. To self-absorb the magic. My car is always stuck in traffic.
Do those little turns of phrase that are humorous, is that sort of give you the flip to the melancholy that's in some of these songs?
You know, the melancholy is sort of the truth of the world, and the humor is how you get through it. I mean, that's how I was raised anyway, you know. It's like things are always survivable if you can laugh about them. And so I think that humor is really important, and I think that, I tell you, I've always kind of hated the sort of the kind of music or the kind of art that gives you no hope and gives you no joy at all, you know. And I know that I kind of skirt towards that with writing dark material, but you know, you gotta laugh, you gotta survive.
Yeah, there are always smiles in your work too, so it's a great contrast. What's next? Yeah, you're welcome.
What's next? Well, I just wrote a new album, and I just can't figure out what to do, how to record it. I've got a band in Europe that I love, and I've got a band in America that I love, and I might do it solo acoustic anyway. So I don't know. It's sort of an embarrassment of riches at this point.
Mark Eitzel's most recent recording is called Don't Be a Stranger. He'll be on stage at Baldwin Auditorium on the Duke University campus in Durham Wednesday night as part of the Merge 25 celebration. Thanks for checking in, Mark.
Thank you so much.
That you could break my heart.